Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're saving crackers when we need them.
All right, hour number three. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. You just gotta love the leftist reporters meekly accepting the delicious iron discipline of black-clad mistress Ginger Goebbels as she demands, why do you need to have that information? When asked about the number of infectos in the Petri dish, that is the hashtag White House. The only way that kink fest could have been more on the nose with regard to who our esteemed journalismers actually are is her severe black outfit if it was vital. And apparently getting flogged by the Democrat dominatrix turns their collective crank because they just took that. They always just take that. And our fourth estate will eagerly beg for more. Now it's not even the gross double standard at play here that's significant. Imagine the fussy fury of the lib simps if one of Trump's vanilla spokespeople publicly abused them like that. We've learned that the leftist press is immune to shame, or at least that kind that comes from having their rank hypocrisy exposed by conservatives. And it's that when their dem-dom cracks the whip, they just take it meekly. Obediently, like the groveling submissives that they are. Someday, somebody's going to look back on this pathetic abdication of the media's dignity and write a history of how the ink-stained wretches of the past became the craven conformists of today and how now they revel in their own subjugation. You can call it 50 Shades of the Gray Lady when you read the hot scene in the forbidden White House press playroom at page 47. You want to draw a warm bubble bath, light a lavender-scented candle, and pour yourself a goblet of Trader Joe's Screwtop Chardonnay. Baby. Imagine being these people. Well, you probably can't. I get that. I totally get that. So then take a shot of Dick O'Rye and try again to imagine being these people. They all grew up wanting to be the crusading Woodward and or Bernstein. Who they themselves were less ace reporters than eager conduits for a disgruntled bureaucrat hack who exploited the callow correspondence to settle his personal scores. And instead they grew up to be the gimp in the less interesting version of Pulp Fiction that is the DC milieu. They're not breaking stories. They're not uncovering wrongdoing. They're certainly not comforting the afflicted or afflicting the comfortable. They are the ruling caste's janitors. They are drones, thralls to their elite masters, marching in grim conformity and step to that official narrative. Never complaining, never questioning, never dissenting. They are licensed, registered regime journalists. They all came from the same kind of deep blue enclave they imagined that the monkeys weren't singing about them in Pleasant Valley Sunday, except theirs had Volvos and Teslas instead of charcoal burning everywhere. They all got stamped out of the same molds at the Ivy League conformity factories, emerging clutching their meaningless credentials. They all wrote for some dopey blog like Vox, with daddy subsidizing their Brooklyn apartment, then got on a real paper or network, Now they're ready to reinforce the status quo that gives them their nearly meaningless meaning. Every single one of them is interchangeable, identical in their tiresome mediocrity, with each seeking to distinguish themselves from their competition by being the sloppiest tongue bather of the narrative du jour. And they sure as hell aren't going to defend straight all their years of desperate striving by asking President Asterisk anything harder than what's his favorite flavor at Baskin-Robbins. They've got a dislocated old zombie staggering about just one boo away from wetting himself, and not one of them is willing to point out that he's so senile he makes second-term Ronald Reagan look like Charles Van Doren. So, yeah, we're really going to do this. We're really going to have Grandpa Badfinger sundown it in front of our eyes as our glorious media channel, Sergeant Schultz, I see nothing. They sit around lying to themselves, telling themselves that they're heroes, that they're brave firefighters, that they're courageous truth tellers. And whatever gets you through the night, Deadwood R. Murrow, that power of self-delusion. They are a punchline for a joke that's not funny, and they know it. But they accept that they are worms destined to squirm under the heels of their Raggedy Ann-esque dominatrix. Maybe it makes it easier when they choose to savor the pain of their own humiliation instead of rejecting being pawns and serfs like normal people. Because standing up is hard. There are consequences when you stand up. When you stand up, you don't get to be one of the cool kids anymore. You don't get invited to... It reminds me of Weird Science. When the girlfriends, their boyfriends have just embarrassed them greatly. They dumped their Slurpees on the geek heroes of the movie who haven't made their doll girl yet. And they're sitting there debating whether they should break up with them. But they've tied themselves to them, and they're like debating, well, we won't be one of the cool kids anymore. We won't get invited to the cool parties. We won't get invited to do the cool things. They were afraid that they were going to lose their standing within their clique. And this is exactly, I mean, this is art intimidating life, intimidating art today. You lose your standing. Glenn Greenwald, he has lost his standing within the leftist journalistic community. Barry Weiss. You see, they became heretics because they were honest. This set them apart. This made them different. And it made them pariahs. And now it seems like they have no friends. But I would be Glenn Greenwald's friend if I got a chance to meet him and talk with him. And I would, even though we might be ideologically opposed, because while we may not agree on everything, he has stood his ground. He has maintained his dignity. And that's worthy of friendship. That's worthy of admiration, to be the one that stands up to all of this nonsense that's going on. And what he did by becoming the pariah, what he did, he, Barry Weiss, anybody else that does this, I mean, to a degree, Bill Maher, he's doing it. What they're doing is better by a mile than being out there and being delusional and dishonest and simply submissive to the ruling party. And they do it. And the rest of them, they just take it. There's a big difference between doing it and taking it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go!
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. One of my shortcomings in life is that I do not explore emotion very much. As a matter of fact, the only one I really explore a lot is anger. And that one was tested the other day. I got an email. I get emails and mail from Congress all the time, just like you probably do, from your Congress critter. I got an email from mine. It was a cute, chatty missive to constituents, boasting about their work helping Britney Spears and others in conservatorships, telling everybody to get a vaccine, and talking about getting peaches from some agricultural group, and some other banal and meaningless stuff. And I gotta admit, I snapped like a proverbial rubber band. I walked around thinking just horrible, just, didn't you guys learn anything from Alexandria? Didn't you learn anything from January 6th? Didn't you learn that you're just humans? I mean, do you think you can, I was doing a lot of stuff. I was saying a lot of stuff to myself. Spent the day reading about the January 6th people talking to Paloma Cabana, talking about that kind of stuff. The leftist vaccine hysteria coupled with leftist support for an open border. I'm just sitting there going, it's so close to time. So close to time. Now, the important part here, the important point, is that a lot of us need to snap that way. No threats, of course, but letting our politicians and corporations know what matters to us. I don't know much about game theory, but I do know this. If you're playing nice and your opponent starts playing mean, like violence or cheating, etc., you have to stop continuing to be nice because you will lose and lose badly. As a matter of fact, if they start becoming violent and cheating, then you have to become more violent. You have to be like Sean Connery in The Untouchables. He puts one of your people in the hospital, you put one of his in the morgue. The only thing you can do is mirror those tactics, and then because you're better and smarter, you escalate them to victory. At which point you can give your opponent the option to return to civility, or to continue in a feral environment which you will beat him. And if I'm wrong about classic game theory, let's just say that this is my game theory, which reflects how human nature works. For far too long, conservatives have been playing a polite game while Democrats have been fighting a vicious war. And that's why they've taken over every institution, and it's questionable whether we can get them back. And I can assure you, though, that we cannot wrest them back doing what we're doing now. That's just not going to work. The problem here today is not that the Democrats have become leftists. I kind of think they always were going to become leftists. Because with each passing moment, as they took control of something else, that thirst for power was never quenched. The problem here today is we have done nothing to offset it. We have shown no penalty for their bad behavior. When they're offended by something on the Democrat side, they create Twitter mobs. They deluge their elected officials or corporations with letters and phone calls, and they take to the street in large numbers. And for at least two decades, if you excuse the Tea Party movement that the Vichy Republicans shut down, conservatives have just been too polite. We just suck it up. We don't march. We don't form Twitter mobs. Doxing is mean, after all. And we seem peculiarly reticent or passive about contacting either our Congress critters or those woke corporations. Some of us do. I don't. I mean, Facebook has contacted me before about placing an ad, and then they'll look at it and they'll say, "Oh, well, you're about guns, and guns are a no-no." And I'll be like, "Young lady, guns are why you're able to tell me it's a no-no." And she won't know what I'm talking about, but this is what she's been raised on out there in Silicon Valley. She's telling me what is and is not allowed. And I'll be like, this is a legal right that you're telling me is a no-no. And then I get my ad anyway. Now, if we are a minority in a mostly leftist community. We get together with those fellow conservatives we've been able to locate, and we complain about how awful it is. We get with our own choir. In fortunate red communities, we shrug our shoulders at the crazy news from D.C. or other states, and then we get on with our business. Those of us who are hyperverbal write on the Internet, and the problem is that we're not convincing our elected officials. We're just reinforcing the people that are reading what we're writing, their feelings about the things we're writing about. And, you know, lots of people have done this. I've done this. I don't write so much as I talk now, but I do this. I like to think that in doing this, I and other people that are interested in what I'm talking about, I'm trying to perform some sort of a useful function by bringing things to people's attention that might be used as some sort of ammunition. But really, we need to start contacting those in power instead of talking to each other, which gets me to what I said to a Congress critter. It was short and very angry and very careful not to stray into threatening territory. My Congress critter is a Republican. And I said, why aren't you a prominent part of pushing back against the inhumane and unconstitutional imprisonment under dire conditions of those arrested in connection with January 6th? This treatment, especially egregious considering the fact that protesters for leftist and other Democrat causes are routinely allowed to walk free, not only without bail, but without charges. If you're not pushing back against this, you are failing in your sworn duty to defend the Constitution. Don't push the vaccine on me or any of your constituents. As long as Biden has an open border, no Republican should ever ask or tell an American citizen or legal resident to get vaccinated. You are again failing in your constitutional obligation when you let this his behavior pass and then have the temerity to tell Americans to take a vaccine that they have good reason to distrust given the administration's endless lies. I would have thought you would have had some backbone. You're just going along to get along so far. You've had the opportunity to be the conservative equivalent of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and you have failed. And all of them have that. Every politician up there, every representative up there has the possibility of doing it. Few will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Radio News with Tim Berg.
If those other 100 million people got vaccinated, we'd be in a very different world.
President Biden throwing some shade at unvaccinated Americans during an event in Virginia. Biden saying, if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were. This as the CDC is updating its mask guidance, recommending those who are vaccinated wear masks indoors in areas where there are high levels of infection. On a media call, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says this will help prevent the spread of the highly transmissible Delta variant.
This moment, and most importantly, the associated illness, suffering, and death could have been avoided with higher vaccination coverage in this country.
A down day on Wall Street, the Dow falling 85 points to close at 3558. You're listening to USA Radio News. American gymnast Simone Biles is citing mental health concerns as the reason for withdrawing from the gymnastics team finals at the Olympics.
They were like crying. I was like, you guys need to relax. You're going to be fine without me. Go out there. You kick some butt just like you've done in training and just lay it out on the floor and see what happens.
After Biles withdrew from the team finals, the USA Gymnastics Twitter account tweeted she bowed out because of a medical issue. A Hong Kong protester is convicted in the first trial under a new tough security law.
Tong Ying Kip, the first person to be charged and tried under Hong Kong's national security law imposed by Chinese authorities, was found guilty of terrorism and inciting secession by three judges Tuesday. The 24-year-old had pleaded not guilty to the charge and was denied a jury trial. The maximum sentence is life in prison. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. So then, they've launched something called, what did they call it? It's a new federal strike launched by the DOJ this past Thursday. It's going to focus on disrupting the illegal flow of weapons into L.A. from neighboring states while also going after makers of local ghost guns, according to local and federal authorities. This is coming from the L.A. Times as they made the noise like a minor bird. Both sources of weapons are a major driver of violence within L.A., and local officials hope their disruption will help stem the city's increasing levels of shootings and homicides. Now, this despite the fact that they have an A rating from the Giffords Law Center. They're not getting the results commensurate with the grade. If you're getting an A grade for gun control, that would mean that, based upon your own criteria, because they tell you that gun control is crime control, is violence control. However, that is not actually what's happening. That's not what's happening. And all those infringements that promise these solutions are still out of control. Now, L.A. Police Chief Michael Moore, a politically dependent career only one, doesn't have a clue on how to stop the signal. but did come up with an excuse that allowed him to point fingers and blame states that haven't yet enacted California's strongest gun laws in the United States. He says that Arizona, Nevada, and Utah are to blame. I quote the chief. Suspects go to those locations, buy those weapons because of lax or permissive gun laws, and then traffic those weapons here and sell them to the market of people who are not lawfully able to own or possess or purchase a weapon. Okay, the problem here that the chief is missing, or no, he's not missing it, he's ignoring it. You can't go into another state and buy a handgun. Nobody can. Straw purchasers from another state can't go into another state and buy a handgun. You can buy a long gun all day, shotgun, center fire rifle, whatever you want to buy. But 70, what is it? I don't remember what the percentage is, but I mean the percentage of all of this stuff is happening is handguns. And you can't go from California to Arizona, Nevada, or Utah, no matter how permissive their gun laws are, because that's a federal law. For some reason, he and the Times neglect to mention that all of that is already against the law and permissive, but all that lax and permissive law, you know, it's against that already. It's against the lax and permissive law to do that. At least the chief admits that the FFLs aren't the problem. He said it would be less likely to focus on federal firearms licensees known to be selling weapons in the L.A. area because there's a finite number of them in this region. They're well-policed, they're well-managed, and they're well-supervised by ATF and, frankly, by our gun detail. Probably not to mention the fact that they're just normal, you know, law-abiding people. He makes them sound like a bunch of steers being driven to market. We manage them. We got them. We got them under control. So he and the feds have decided to go after the underground providers. Now, good luck with that because, you know, criminal cartels take full advantage of the California sanctuary policies, something that the Times might be able to connect the dots on if they were not, you know, part of that whole shade to the gray lady thing. Who thinks things will get more or less dangerous? Has anyone factored into the expansion of ruthless criminal enterprises under Prohibition and the war on drugs, along with the growth of official corruption and corresponding abuse of civil liberty in the name of crime fighting? Now, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, for his part, has taken a short break from blaming societal dangers on white supremacists to warn against guns found at crime scenes that come from hundreds or even thousands of miles away. We are redoubling our efforts as ATF works with law enforcement to track the movement of illegal firearms used in violent crimes. Maybe he would review ATF's data. He'd be able to explain why California's 11.10-year to time to crime average, defined by ATF as the period of time between the first retail sale of a firearm and a law enforcement recovery of that firearm during a use or suspected use in a crime, warrants front and center priority. You see, not every gun shows up in the black market, but all the guns that show up in the black market don't show up for a decade, for the most part, decade plus. Now, he doesn't have to do what I just suggested, because in the, you know, in the DSM, which is the Durante Stryker Media Cares, no one cares. They're assuming they're even aware. And for that matter, who has figures on homicides solved because people were able to trace a gun found at a crime scene to its original lawful purchaser? So if a gun's stolen from me and they come to me and I've reported the gun being stolen, a crime's been perpetrated against me, and then a crime is used with that gun they stolen from me. Don't come to me. I didn't commit the crime. This is not to say that everything being proposed is old stuff that's already been tried and proven ineffective. There's a new factor to blame thanks to the Chi-Com wet markets and or lab leaks, because the shootings and homicides have surged nationally since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic and the associated social and economic shutdowns L.A. has been hardest hit, and they have been no exception. As of Tuesday, homicides were up nearly 30% over the last year, shootings up 43%. The city ended 2020 with 350 homicides, the most in a decade. Funny thing, though, if the critical factor here was guns, why haven't there been headlines about shooting surges by any of the 5 million members of the NRA, arguably the most heavily armed civilian population on the planet? We had the same pandemic restrictions and economic loss. Could it mean it's not about the guns at all, and pretending that it is for political reasons is either insanity or a scripted fraud for somebody, for something everybody involved knows will do nothing but pour money down a hole? Moore said the initiative won't change the entire course of the world, as the LAPD and other agencies already work with the ATF on these investigations, already been doing it. But they're hoping to add a little strength to the effort. So, like always, he knows this latest round of posturing won't work, and is by another in an endless cycle of boondoggles designed to make it look like government has a handle on things, when in fact, their policy is the problem. It's the heart of why things are so screwed up. Doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, expecting different results, is the familiar definition of insanity. And the violence monopolists are seizing on this to outlaw home builds on guns, to press for universal registration, and to expand the number of due process denying disqualifiers. Not that these slow the predators down. That shooting homicide surge will continue, because it's never about crime. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. The Pentagon's wokester generals, like Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley, have touted critical race theory as the military's focus and a great success story. Unfortunately, as it is in the military in all cases, it's never the guys on top that know what's going on. It's the guys right below them, the deputies. And the guy under him didn't have such good news, because we just went through a brutal loss in a war gaming exercise last October, and this convinced the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General John Hyten, to scrap the joint warfighting concept that has guided U.S. military operations for the last few decades. And he said, without overstating the issue, it failed miserably. An aggressive red team that had been studying the United States for the last 20 years just ran rings around us. They knew exactly what we were going to do before we did it. He told this to an audience Monday at the launch of the Emerging Technologies Institute, an effort by the National Defense Industrial Association Industry Group to speed military modernization. The Pentagon could not disclosed the name of the war game, which was classified. But a defense official said one of the scenarios resolved around a battle for Taiwan. One key lesson, gathering ships, aircraft, and other forces to concentrate and reinforce each other's combat power also makes them a sitting duck. He said, we always aggregate to fight and we aggregate to survive, but in today's world with hypersonic missiles with significant long-range fires coming at us from all domains, if you're aggregated and everybody knows where you are, you're vulnerable. Even more critically, the blue team lost access to its networks almost immediately. This is ugly stuff, really. This is bad. This is really bad. And the military stopped top strategic and tactical maneuvers, such as the massing of force, remember that whole shock and awe thing, and information dominance from big tech, fell into enemy hands like a captured weapon. Long-range missiles made a mass force a liability, because that kind of a target is very easy to spot in a big group. And while cyber hacks, and you can notice how those are stepping up, took care of the rest, leaving the ships virtually useless because they were getting no information. Now, both things have served the U.S. well in the last wars, from the Persian Gulf War of 1991 to the Iraq and Afghanistan endless wars that followed. And apparently the long endless wars that never ended until apparently now on Joe Biden's watch served as a study point for our enemies to observe our strategies and tactics. Leaving the show on for a long time permitted authentic enemies with big firepower like Russia and China all the study time that they needed to get a sense of how our military operates. Now, the fact that the Pentagon didn't seem to know that, or if it did, didn't know what to do about it, highlights just why a long, endless war against a hardly worth the bother enemy like the Stone Age Taliban shouldn't be done, making President Trump correct again. And now the U.S. is being caught flat-footed in the real prospect of another war, something that can only embolden our enemies as they see just how easy this is to do. You see, they were training out there to kill us on the battlefield. Not to be our friend, not to get out there and worry about the climate. They don't see climate change as the number one thing. They don't see white imperialism or supremacy or any of those. They don't see any of those conceptual things that are really good for sound bites and really good for, winning a house race. They don't see any of that as important. All they see as important is killing us. While they've been preparing for just that mission, and I mean, you can't imagine how fast and how violent this would be. A hypersonic missile launches, and as soon as it orients, it's gone. It is out of there, and it's headed towards its target, and it's going to keep on going hypersonic, which means faster than the speed of sound, and it's going to get there really quick, and then it's going to kill everybody that it hits, just as they're becoming aware that, what's that? Boom, done. Or maybe they'll catch it on radar, and they'll see it coming in. They'll get to know. So while they've been preparing to go all this way and do all this other stuff, our Pentagon has gone woke. They've gone woke. Except when the Pentagon goes woke and they go broke, they're not losing games or gold medals. They're losing wars. They're losing wars. And if we had a real president in office, these people would be fired as a hazard to national security. They are hide-bound, bureaucrat-bound, law-bound, and fighting the last wars. They should all be fired before something awful happens. If it really did happen, it sure would shake up the likeliest enemies of the U.S., who no longer have the easy blueprint they seem to have now. They would lose that. Do you think they're going to let that happen? Do you think that's just going to occur? They're going to allow that advantage to slip by. See, here's the thing about the United States. When people look at the United States and they're like, we can't sustain fossil fuel, and we can't do this, and we can't do this, the rest of the world looks at us as having huge reserves of fossil fuel. Huge reserves of shale. And we're not using it. And they want it. And one of the reasons they can't have it is because we've always been able to deter them from coming and trying to get it. Now, would they be invading the United States? Probably not. But, I mean, they've already done... We're already importing 9 million or 9 billion barrels of oil per month from Russia. When we never needed to do that. It was an unforced error because Joe Biden wanted to stop things. This is bad. This is really bad. When you get out there and you're facing a war game scenario, your strategy is to win. And when somebody runs rings around you and is anticipating everything you're doing, this is a big problem. A gigantic problem. And the fact that they're not noticing this... fact that this has slipped up on them. And in the meantime, we've got a new commission studying January 6th. The unarmed insurrection. I need to get Paloma back on the show. We'll talk about what's really going on in the United States versus what they're trying to make you believe is going on in the United States. We'll be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, if you would, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.